U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith. And this is The Slowdown. A good heartbreak poem, like a good breakup song, can feel life-saving because it helps you describe an insurmountable feeling. And if you can describe it, maybe it's no longer larger than you. A good poem about a bad situation wields words so that they begin to function as a strategy for finding hope, courage, or sense when those things don't seem to exist. It almost feels dangerous to say these words, but here goes. The last time my heart was broken, the blunt force of it set me reeling. Maybe I thought that I had been inoculated against romantic despair, having lived through breakups before, even through a divorce. But then the ground just kind of opened up beneath me. I remember walking through airports or down city blocks and just needing to stop and sit down on the luggage belt or a stranger's front stoop, needing to yell and cry, not caring who heard, or caring but having no choice. I was 33 years old, still young, I now understand, but I felt suddenly ancient, decrepit. I felt shoddily built, not capable of standing up to such winds of hurt and rage. There was one afternoon, or maybe it was a night, when I needed proof that I still existed, that I had a voice that another living soul could hear. Proof that I existed in the present and that I had existed before in the past, that my memories of the person I'd once been were not false. Oddly enough, the person I tried phoning was my ex-mother-in-law in Mérida, Mexico. It was one of the only numbers I still knew by heart, but the phone just rang and rang. Nobody ever picked it up. I think of that night and the blur of days around it when I read Patrick Rosal's poem, which is called Broke Heart, just like that. This poem is the telephone number I wish I'd been dialing all those years ago, even just to hear the speaker pick up and say, I'm breaking to little pieces too, but listen, doesn't falling apart make a kind of music? Broke Heart, just like that. When the bass drops on Bill Withers' Better Off Dead, it's like 7 a.m., and I confess I'm looking over my shoulder once or twice just to make sure no one in Brooklyn is peeking into my third-floor window to see me in pajamas I haven't washed for 3 weeks before I slide from sink to stove in one long groove, left foot first, then back to the window side with my chin up and both fists clenched like two small sacks of stolen nickels. And I can almost hear the silver hit the floor by the dozens when I let loose and sway a little back. And just like that, I'm a lizard grown two new good legs on a breeze-bent limb. I'm a grown-ass man with a 3-day wish and 2 days to live. And just like that, everyone knows my heart's broke and no one is home. Just like that, I'm water. Just like that, I'm the boat. Just like that, I'm both things in the whole world rocking. Sometimes sadness is just what comes between the dancing. And bam, my mother's dead. And bam, my brother's children are laughing. Just like, okay, it's true, I can't pop up from my knees so quick these days, and no one ever said I could sing, but tell me my body ain't good enough for this. I'll count the aches another time, one in each ankle, the sharp spike in my back, this mud muscle throbbing in my going bones. I'm missing the 6 biggest screws to hold this blessed mess together. I'm wind-rattled. The wood's splitting, the hinges are falling off. When the first bridge ends, just like that, I'm a flung-open door. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.